Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Tacos Dan Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report. All right, looks like things are going to change just a little bit from the broken record we got right now. Same background, little swell. Looks like it might even pick up a little bit by Friday and Saturday, but don't expect a whole bunch. Winds are going to click more out of the southwest to west next couple days and pick up 10 to 15 plus, maybe a little stronger. Now, the West Coast, Destin and over there on the West Coast, going to get some nice wind, but no swell. So there might be a little wind chopper bump for you guys on the West Coast over there, but don't expect very much at all. It's not showing up on the wave models. No swell, just wind. But that wind's going to be a hot wind, and it doesn't look like much surf for us on the East Coast, but we do have a little background bump. Right tides only, the same thing we've had last week or so. Get on it while you can. It looks like it might pick up just a little bit. Looks like the west winds are coming, southwest to west winds for the next couple days into the weekend. Some kind of stronger weather pattern coming our way from the west. But we'd have a little background bump, right tides, and that's about it. Might be a lucky waist high this go around the next day or two. New Smyrna Beach, got the wave magnet up there, and looks like the swell for the weekend looks a little bit more promising, like kind of like May, June type of little waves where it's too small down below the Cape, and up on the other side, New Smyrna area is definitely a little bit more rideable for this kind of little swell we got. So that's what's going on. That's why you see Gnarly Charlie catching all these waves, and you look down here, it's just breaking on the beach. But it's got to be the right tides. Just got to be going to low tide pretty much, and then coming in, you probably got a window of an hour and a half, 2 hours down here at South Beaches area, and then up in Cocoa Beach stays pretty shallow up there, even to the higher tides, maybe longboard. So that's what's going on for surf. Got to keep the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it on the Guru. All right, be back for the Foam Ball Friday. Get the little background swell while you can, because it could just go completely flat lapping up on the beach. So right now, you got a little background bump for the next couple days, and we'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.